This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The weather outside is frightful. Yeah, we just rolled through the holidays. Remember that line from a very famous song? It is insane what is happening with these high winds and snow. Baltimore closed its public schools Thursday. It's not a shock that that happened. In some places, there were a few schools open late or closed early, even the day before, because they had heating problems. There's all kinds of problems with, of course, power outages. This bomb cyclone set high tide to incredible levels in Boston. So it's been rough going for the last really 24 hours or so when it comes to this incredible storm. And, you know, I say this all the time as we kick it off for this hour. Having grown up in colder weather, cold weather is one thing, but when, honestly, things are freezing that you didn't think could freeze, you know that this is what some people live with constantly. For example, some of the temperatures that you see in Alaska, but you're not expecting that when you live in South Carolina. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the East Coast blitzed by that fast-moving superstorm is the big story. More records smashed. They're saying it's going to be frigid temperatures over the weekend. The chill map is brutal, and it's nasty. So it's all about making sure you stay safe and warm, period, end of story. We'll have some more details throughout the hour on that. Here's a frightening story at the top. And, you know, we've got the Dow at 25,000, incredible. We've got the back and forth over this Michael Wolff. That's big news, his book coming out and what the White House is saying, reacting to it. And then sandwiched in between, because I know we've got listeners in Michigan and Detroit, they're dealing with what they're calling, and this scares me, a significant hepatitis A outbreak. So they're saying there's 630 known cases. They've had 630 known cases altogether in 2017. There are 150 cases diagnosed in the city of Detroit alone. And you got to think about this, multiplication, people. And why is this such a big story to me that I would kick it off with some of those other things going on? Think of food handlers and people infected with the disease. How many of them are touching food? How many of them are working in restaurants that were infected because of the food handlers? That's why that number is so big. They had it happen at a Little Caesars restaurant. They had it happen at a Firewater Bar and Grill. So the Detroit Health Department is investigating any way they can and seeing if people are following the protocols as far as cleaning hands, all that kind of stuff. And the Department of Health in Detroit had to notify those two restaurants that infected employees can't return to work until they're approved by their doctor. But how many people in between came in contact with what was so awful for them? I mean, it goes back to the same thing again when it comes to washing hands, touching food, all of that. But Hep A, boy, that is frightening. Frightening. Hepatitis? Wow. Awful. Sobering. I think it's very sobering. Speaking of sobering, they're doing what they can in Detroit. Doing what they can. Speaking of sobering, what's interesting is because of all the hubbub over the Michael Wolff book, the publisher is rushing to release the book, not a shock. According to the LA Times, It's all about the push to make it happen. Henry Holt and Company and author Michael Wolff are pushing to make that come out. The publisher expedited the book's release to Friday, 4 days before it was supposed to hit the bookshelves, because of the unprecedented demand. The excerpts did their job Wednesday and Thursday. They whetted the appetite, and they upset Washington, D.C. So there you go. That's exactly what you do. You lay the trap, you put it out there, people bite on it, and then poof, the book comes out. And if you haven't heard this and you're just tuning in, the book slams the president and his circle from a number of aides, mostly former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. Bannon's comments that were particularly poisonous included that it was treasonous and unpatriotic for Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., son-in-law Jared Kushner, and campaign manager Paul Manafort, to have met in 2016 with Russians said to have dirt on Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. So I think over the weekend, as part of what I call the Sunday swirl, the talking heads and the reaction to what's going on in Washington, D.C., we'll probably most likely hear a ton of this kind of reaction on all sides of this, whether it's what the White House was saying during the week at the briefings, the president's paragraphs that were released, any of that. And, you know, it's interesting because Steve Bannon now is on Misfit Island. There apparently are a lot of Republicans that are cutting ties with him. And Bannon's main financial backer, a billionaire conservative, Rebecca Mercer, finally said, that's it. She's done. So there are more lining up and following suit. So he's the one that gets pinched in the middle of all of this. I mean, in the middle of this. And in the meantime, immigration, and a deal. Is there going to be a deal? The deadline is out there. The clock is ticking. The president on Thursday huddled with Republican lawmakers, invited a bipartisan group, in fact, to break bread with him in the White House next week to try to work out a deal on immigration. They're trying to come up with something to extend legal status for hundreds of thousands of young immigrants, many of whom were brought into the country illegally as children. Because remember, the president said last September he's going to end Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or more commonly known as DACA, that has protected them from being booted, from being deported. In fact, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the Prez is inviting that group next week to discuss the next steps on responsible immigration reform and to try to continue that discussion. And a lot of what's on the agenda are definitely no-goes for Democrats. So what will happen to that wish list? Maybe it shrinks. Maybe there's compromise. Who knows? But it's going to be bipartisan at the White House next week when it comes to immigration. That's what the conversation is going to be all about, immigration. All right, we're going to flip to the other side, and as we turn the page, we're going to dive in a couple of different directions. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you. With all the hair on the eye, the kind of eyes that hypnotize me through. Hypnotize me through.
What's shaking, America? Here we are in America Tonight. And this is all about opportunity. So as we roll in a couple of different directions, I'm just going to put a bunch of what I think are interesting little factoids out there that I found out today. For example, because of the tax bill, there are people concerned about what are my IRA deductions. In fact, my accountant sent me my little packet in the mail. I know he knows that I won't fill out all the sheets. It's like a workbook. Did you write off some socks, some clothing? Did you take a trip? He's an awesome guy. And I think he really hopes that we'll all get super prepared. But anyway, the tax overhaul eliminated some of the reductions that were popular, so it had the IRS phone lines burning up. So the deduction for traditional IRA contributions, as well as the deductibility of other pre-tax retirements, 401k, thrift savings plans, untouched by any of the legislation. So if you're trying to catch up, or if you want to be able to at least write something off, you can do that. So 50 and older, it was on the chopping block, but it survived intact, so you can still do that. Also this, the Retirement Savings Contribution Credit. It's called the Savers Credit. It's still in place. So same thing. Adjustments to income, all that kind of stuff. Even if you don't itemize, you can still take advantage of it. That's a big deal for a lot of people. Other parts that I'm going to throw out include child credit. You still get that. In fact, some of that will actually increase. The worry over what was deductible and what wasn't, I guess the big change is the mortgage write-off. the amount that you could get before. That has certainly changed. But a lot of the same pieces still remain intact, at least for now, as this tax bill is passed, has passed, and we move into tax season and try to extrapolate what makes sense and what makes sense for you or your family, or if you're single, etc. The marriage credit, actually, that jumped up, so you're able to write off more there, and that's helpful, I think, to a lot of people. But it's just a question of where you are and what you're writing off. If you're a 9-to-5-er, they take your taxes out, and usually it's pretty simple. You don't have any other kind of side jobs or anything that would have to be itemized, any of that kind of stuff. Of course, it's so much easier if you're an entrepreneur, which is exciting and cool. And it does mean, however, that your tax implications and your situations are way different. I mean, just absolutely way different from we're taking this amount out, we know exactly what it is, unless there's a raise. And then if there's a raise, we know exactly what it is. It's a whole lot different, let's put it that way. All right, as somebody who is a big fan of Game of Thrones, and I know some of you are because, yes, Jack Murph, tall man, and my buddy Bud, have written me over the years, the last couple of years, about Game of Thrones here and there. So you got to wait till 2019 for the planned final season of the medieval fantasy series. Isn't that brutal? HBO announced on Thursday it's going to return in 2019 for 6 episodes. I mean, it's the biggest hit ever on HBO. 30 million viewers in the United States. Worldwide, huge. I guess the final season, for those of you who know not of what I'm talking, it's exactly what I described it as. It's an HBO series, and I think the description of it as medieval fantasy is pretty good. The final season of the show will reveal which of the warring families in the fictional Seven Kingdoms, because there are 7 kingdoms, will win the struggle for control of the Iron Throne. Now you know it. I mean, that's kind of crazy. 30 million. Whew. Wow. That's a long gap. But apparently, part of that gap gives the author of the books, George R.R. Martin, a chance to finish up one or two new Game of Thrones books that he's working on, because it's advanced past his 5 published novels. Boy, it's got to be great when you write a book and you're just excited about the characters and your idea, and then it takes off. And we've had many authors, especially the last couple of months here on America Tonight, because I'm fascinated by the whole writing thing, and I'm in the middle of a book myself that comes out in March, Deal Your Own Destiny. I just got the cover today. But my book is not a novel. Writing a novel and then seeing your character take off and then having it turn into this uber successful series has got to be just absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, really has to be. And I'm wondering, I bet there's tons of you out there that are listening to me that really want to write a book, or you are writing a book, because I can tell by the reaction to some of the authors that I have on, it's a fascinating deal for a lot of people, the idea of having a job and then writing books on the side and then seeing them get published. And it's a great day when you see your book get published, right? Absolutely. Especially, like I said, if you've got, if you've got a novel. If you've got a novel and a character that carries over. I mean, that's pretty cool. For people who are looking at Donald Trump and saying, oh, and I've heard this already, I've probably heard people talk about him being impeached I don't know how many times. Just so you know, in the approval business, the ratings, because, you know, they take all these polls, and the Rasmussen polls, the daily tracking poll, the president has had his highest approval ratings in 6 months, 45%. 45%. So here's how the question goes. Do you approve or disapprove of President Trump's performance? Disapprove, 53%. Approve, 45%. 45%. That shows serious movement. Serious movement in a direction that, for the people who think he's going to be impeached, they're not clearly reading the tea leaves and what the polls are saying, which is really crazy. Before you know it, we're going to be talking about the next election and who's running and what's happening and where will we be by then. That's what I want to know. As we get on the odds and ends lane that I promised, and we look at some of what else is out there, the FBI has a new Clinton Foundation investigation. So they opened up a new one while everybody was sleeping and worrying about this new book coming out. The Justice Department revealed that they are looking into whether the Clintons, the foundation, had a pay-to-play politics or other illegal activities while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. FBI agents in Little Rock, Arkansas, where the foundation is headquartered, have already interviewed at least one witness in the last month. So they're turning everything over to look at favors in return for donations to their charitable effort. The investigation might also look into whether any tax-exempt assets were converted for personal or political use and whether the foundation complied with tax laws. Wow. And this is that promise from the Trump administration that law enforcement would revisit some of the investigations and legal issues closed under President Obama that conservatives felt were given not much attention. So they've reopened some of those. Wonder if they'll find anything with the foundation. Of course, you would have to have massive proof. You'd have to be able to link all that proof together out there, and that's always the question in any of this, if you can actually do that or not. Stay with us. We come back. We're going to roll across the nation and find out what's happening, perhaps, in your neck of the woods. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands?
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Explosion, the Harvey Weinstein debacle, and what happened with Hollywood that then spilled over into broadcasting, entertainment, you name it, boardrooms all over the place. And it'll be interesting to see what 2018 brings as we're just a handful of days into it. And there's actually a movement that's a group that's been formed of some pretty powerful people in Hollywood, women and some others, attorneys, etc. They're putting money into a fund, and I think this is actually really good. It's called Time's Up, and that is something that's been discussed across the land. So when I say this is in your backyard, it is in your backyard, and it is in my backyard. And the idea is, if this is really happening to certain people and they can't afford to, they're not Hollywood stars or they don't have money to fight back against an unfair situation. So they're putting this fund together where there's money for that, for cases that they can try to help who comes to them, and they can they can look through cases and decide, you know, what they can do and who they can help and that kind of stuff. Regardless, I mean, where we are in the world right now, let's just move it forward, right? Let's move it forward. Let's get something going on that's positive for everybody, right? So that nobody gets a raw deal. How about that? I'll tell you what, in the East Coast, you can pick up any paper from the Washington Post to the Philadelphia Inquirer to anything in between, and it would be all about this bomb cyclone that blasted the Northeast with snow, gusts of wind, flooding, just really crazy power lines exposed, people without power or heat, temperatures plunging, flights that just were at a standstill, and just craziness from this storm. And depending on where you live, how extreme was the cold, what was the situation with the snow falling outside, was there flooding? That is, this monster storm is the talk, is really the talk of the nation, but certainly for those that are being affected by it. The other common denominator is one that I've already talked about too. It's this book, this publication of the scathing book, going at breakneck speed to put the to get it out because of the demand for it. So you have legal experts and historians saying the decision by a president to threaten legal action against an author and publisher will be interesting to see where those dominoes fall and what kind of an effect that will have in the future when it comes to presidents and books and things that are written about them while they're still in office. Also, for those listening on the West Coast, people are talking about this earthquake rattling buildings and nerves in the Bay Area. A lot of them woke up and were jolted. So earthquake Twitter was out there in full mode. Lots of tweets about what happened and is everyone okay and all of that kind of stuff. 4.4 on the Richter scale. 4.4. Anytime there's an earthquake in any part of California, people are talking about it. Definitely. Another thing they're talking about on the West Coast and in California is the president calling for opening California's coastline to oil drilling. All U.S. waters, including the long-protected California coast, would be open to new offshore oil and gas drilling rigs under a sweeping proposal that the Trump administration unveiled on Thursday. So where does that go and what happens? It looks like it's headed in the direction where that's what they're going to do. They're going to open up area for drilling in California, but not just California, as I mentioned, in other areas as well. You can bet there's going to be some protests, and you can bet there's going to be some people that are completely on board with that too as well, especially some of these oil and gas companies where they're fighting the good fight. They're trying to do everything they can do. Some of them, I've had these discussions, we've had some of them on the air, environmentally trying to be as sound as you can imagine, but then being shut down by regulation. So how much regulation is good regulation? How many offshore rigs are we talking about? What will that look like? That's the first things first. And then it's a question of where, how far out, and everything else probably in between. So this is, again, another story that's talked about heavily on the coastline, but not just on the coastline. It's something that's part of the convo, I think, in a lot of different neighborhoods because it's an energy conversation. What's energy going to look like? I don't know about your neighborhood, but do you have any of those charging stations? There was so much made about the availability of electric cars and how far can they go and all of that. But you have to have a charging station if you're going to take the car on any kind of a distance, ride somewhere. So it's about weighing the options. And I've actually seen a couple charging stations, but not too many, living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I know some of you have actually taken pictures and sent them to me over the last couple of years. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see. Yeah, I'm just curious if you're finding that there's, what's the energy conversation where you are? What are they talking about as far as futuristic, realistic expectations, I guess? And right now, gas, depending on where you live, is not ridiculously expensive. In my neck of the woods, it's not. I know in California, that's always a good barometer, and in Chicago, it's always a good barometer because you can see some ridiculous. For that gas to flow from the pump into your tank, you can get gouged. I think the pain point for everyone in America, if it ever hits $5 in any sense, that's when people go nuts. I mean, they just go nuts. $5? Forget it. We're gonna have to huddle up our errands together. We're gonna have to carpool, and that's sometimes what it becomes. That combo turns to that. But it's been a long time since it's been that way. It's more about the up and down and the investment and what the future holds and OPEC and all of that and what they're doing in Saudi Arabia and what the balance is again in OPEC too as well. Another part of the conversation, as far as American athletes are concerned, is, did you know January means it's the start of tennis? I know that you all have that on your list. Serena Williams pulled out of the Australian Open, saying she needed a little bit more time. So the defending champ withdrew. She's not ready to return to tourney tennis, she says. It's the first major. It starts on January 15th at Melbourne Park. And the seven-time Australian Open champion is going to miss it for the first time since 2011. She was pregnant with her first child when she won last year to collect that 23rd Grand Slam title. Then she gave birth to her daughter, Alexis, in September. She played in an exhibition tournament last week in Abu Dhabi and said after her loss that she might not make it to Melbourne. So she said she's super close, but she's not where she wants to be. And I kind of agree with this. She's saying, my coach and team always say, only go to tournaments when you're prepared to go all the way. She said she could compete, but she didn't want to just compete. She wanted to do better. So she needed more time to be able to do that, even though she knows it's disappointing to her and everybody else that, that she still just wasn't 100% there yet at this point, right? So interesting. Because at 36, she's such a good athlete, such an American icon too, by the way, that there's no let up yet in, you know, in saying I'm gonna stop. I mean, it's 'cause she could. Certainly, she's climbed every mountain, every hill, goes down in history as one of the best all time, right? So, I'll tell you, it'll be wild to see when she comes back how many tournaments she'll end up winning, and she's ranked in history. Certainly for U.S. athletes, she is incredibly high on the list, let's put it that way. Here's something all of us should be concerned about, and it's this untreated water startups have cropped up in states from California to Maine, and they're attracting a lot of people who don't trust tap water treatment processes and additives, as well as people who want to preserve what they say are the natural substances. But health officials say, is it really safe? Let's be serious about this. Is it safe? I mean, the water system certainly isn't perfect across the U.S. You got brutal infrastructure, aging pipelines, pipes, you know, that the water goes through. Lead contamination like in Flint, Michigan. But I don't know. Filtration with the chlorination, the sanitation practices versus the raw water. Where are you taking your chances? I think they need to fix the water supplies where it's really bad. But tap water? I don't know. Get a home filtration system. We're going to the movies next here on ATN.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
America tonight, and guess where we're taking to the movies. I bet you that there's a lot of binge watching, provided they have electricity going on in some of these places where the weather has been simply brutal with this bomb of snow that's gone off in the East Coast, and really even in South Carolina too. They had it so up and down the East Coast, not just in the usual places I was mentioning, meaning New York or Philly or Washington, although Washington didn't get it quite as bad as everybody else. So if they were going to crawl out to a movie, I think it'd be pretty difficult, and perhaps those malls and some of those movie theaters were closed. So they might not be able to catch that in these offerings in the next couple of days, but you can. This is a big one for a lot of young girls. It's a great date night kind of now a trifecta that has happened with a very popular movie. And this is Pitch Perfect 3.
If I can't, I'll go.
She's right there.
The Barden Bell is an unlikely group of not men who somehow managed to win at something that didn't have to do with baking.
I can hear you.
They graduated college, have spread their wings, and are attempting to fly.
The fire players delight with a shot of white privilege.
Hopefully not becoming the failures we all expect them to be.
I feel really good about where I'm at right now. I'm trying to get into vet school. Fingers crossed.
Where are they now?
My name is Fat Amy Winehouse, so let's get cracking.
I quit my job.
You got fired?
No, I quit. It's fine.
Oh, come on. This is a robot reaction.
I would do anything to sing with you guys again. Anything.
You guys, every year the USO puts on this performance to support the troops in Europe. What if I could get us an invite?
Yeah, I've suddenly got a bunch of free time, so... Hell yeah!
Here we go, here we go. It's my turn.
Guys, we've never competed against bands that actually have instruments, so what's the plan?
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. I'm coming out.
Aww. You guys just sing other people's songs.
Like karaoke.
Karaoke?
No.
That's so cute.
Calamity, this is Serenity, Veracity, and Charity.
If I joined your group, I could be obesity.
Another day on stage for the Bellas. This is their big plummet.
Their fade out.
Into nothingness.
You sure about this? Have I ever let you down?
All the time.
You're very unreliable. It's like one of the hallmarks of your personality.
You're not remembering all the times I've been awesome.
Oh! Let Taka finish this.
Dignity.
Yeah, well, we don't do anything with dignity, okay?
They really do need to join the workforce.
Yes.
All right, Pitch Perfect 3, so you get it. Comedy, music, 1 hour, 33 minutes, PG-13, popular with the young girls. So if you have young girls in your life, daughters, you're probably dropping them off at the movie. Or it's a date night kind of movie for some people. The whole idea is it continues the series. Anna Kendrick's in it. Rebel Wilson is in it. So some familiar young actresses are in this really popular franchise. And critics are saying, well, it kind of continues along the same line that it's been with the plot. This time it's just a little bit different. So if you obviously they thought they've got the cachet because it goes along that whole lines of first you have the first one, then you have the follow-up, and poof, now you have the third. This movie I thought was tremendous. I went to see it with the other. He was excited to see it. It's about the Pentagon Papers and the Post and the end of an era and the battle over freedom of the press versus government interests, particularly the White House, if you think of the Times, through LBJ, JFK, Richard Nixon. So here's a snippet of the Post.
So, can I ask you a hypothetical question?
Oh, dear, I don't like hypothetical questions.
Well, I don't think you're going to like a real one either.
Do you have the papers?
Not yet.
This is a devastating security breach that was leaked out of the Pentagon. The most highly classified documents of the war.
The Times says 7,000 pages detailing how the White House has been lying about the Vietnam War for 30 years.
The way they lied, those days have to be over.
Okay, people are concerned about having a woman in charge of the paper.
That she doesn't have the resolve to make the tough choices.
Thank you, Arthur, for your frankness.
Let's do our jobs. Find those pages.
We're talking about exposing years of government secrets.
Is that legal?
What is it you think we do here for a living, kid?
Ben, I might have something.
It must be precious cargo.
It's just government secrets.
New York Times was barred from publishing any more classified documents dealing with the Vietnam War.
If you publish, we'll be at the Supreme Court next week.
Meaning?
Well, we could all go to prison.
To make this decision, to risk her fortune and the company that's been her entire life, well, I think that's brave.
If the government wins, the Washington Post will cease to exist.
If we don't hold them accountable, who will?
We can't hold them accountable if we don't have a newspaper.
Nixon will muster the full power of the presidency, and if there's a way to destroy you, by God, he'll find it.
I ask you your advice, not your permission.
She can't do this.
The legacy of the company is at stake.
What will happen if we don't publish?
We will lose. The country will lose.
What are you going to do, Mrs. Graham?
Yeah, so the cover-up that went through four presidents and pushed the first female newspaper publisher into a decision that could have landed her in jail, could have, you know, again, led to the dissolution, or I guess the dissolving is a better way to put it, the breakup of the Washington Post, same thing. So it didn't happen. It was crazy if you think back to those times and going and actually seeing it was pretty cool, I have to say. In the movie, Meryl Streep, Tom Hanks, it's directed by Steven Spielberg. And I thought it was very, very well done for somebody who didn't really live through that time, meaning I was way too young to understand that, but of course had, as an adult, had a knowledge of it, obviously. But looking at the history through cinema and knowing about Katharine Graham, in fact, she spoke at my college commencement. How crazy is that? But seeing that, I have to say was pretty interesting, and I thought it was well done. I thought the movie was really well done, and it wasn't blaming Democrats or Republicans because it was a mixed bag of all the presidents. It's just the Pentagon Papers, what was assembled, what happened, what was the reaction to it, and more importantly, what happened at the Post. And how precarious it really was for them based on what happened also with the New York Times. And I would say thumbs up to that. If you don't go and see it at the theater, definitely check it out when it's streaming. For everybody on the East Coast, keep warm, my friends. Be safe with all those power outages. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight.
Okay, if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.